In case you missed it, being transparent and releasing all the January 6th footage is now a threat to our democracy. All that next. What's up, everybody? Has anyone seen the January 6th footage, at least the bits and pieces that keep getting released? And if so, you know, who's actually surprised at the reaction that we're seeing from the release of some of this stuff? I'm not surprised that they're fanning the flames of us attempting to and wanting our country and democracy burnt to the ground, because that's all that they have is projection, lying, deceit, bullshit, whatever you'd like to call it. It's kind of like, you know, it's their calling card for the last couple of years. It's all they have. They have to go after our democracy, our democracy, our democracy all the time. And then when that doesn't work, we have people like Lori Lightfoot, who says she lost the election because she's black and female, when actually it's just because she's a pile of shit as a mayor. Like, we're all, how can you get worse than Rahm Emanuel? She was then hold my beer happened because you suck. Crimes up and corporations are leaving, not because of any of the things that they all claim, but that's, it's all they have. And it's really sad that there's so many people that keep just falling for it and falling in line for it. And actually really does, it's kind of scary and hurts my head all at the same damn time, because it doesn't make any sense. But when it comes to, you know, all of this, I'm going to say that censorship and not letting all the information out is actually a much more grave threat to our democracy, country, and anything else that they keep throwing out there. I try not to pay attention to it, but it's only boom, I'm on the racing page on Twitter, and there's Chuck Schumer's face staring at me. Because even when I go and try to do other things, they always come right back to me. And it's amazing how much they control the narrative, and they especially did for, you know, the whole January 6th thing for the most part, what evidence was shown, the videos that were shown, you know, anything that was let out, whether, you know, they edited it to make the clips look exactly like what they wanted to make it look cataclysmic. And that's on all sides. Everyone, you know, has their point and everything, but not everyone showing other sides and the rest of the footage. And, you know, January 6th committee didn't help. They're a bunch of scumbags, but, and they edited the hell out of it, which, by the way, like I keep saying, if you look at the impeachment stuff, fight. Like, they edited it, by the way, against U.S. code. Apparently, they don't give a damn about, their constituents don't give a damn about, but every time I scratch my nose, I'm getting in trouble and the government knows. And if anyone's interested in actual threats to our democracy, they should be worried about the people that, you know, horrifically did that. And I'm just using, you know, the January 6th committee as, you know, an example of it right now. By the way, 18 U.S. Code 1519, destruction, alteration, or falsification of records in federal investigations and bankruptcy. Whoever knowingly alters, destroys, mutilates, conceals, covers up, falsifies, or makes a false entry into any record, document, or tangible object with the intent to impede, obstruct, or influence the investigation or proper administration of any matter within the jurisdiction of any department or agency of the United States, or any case filed under Title 11, or in relation to or contemplation of any such matter of, or case, shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. And it's funny when you think of the impeachments and, you know, the January 6th thing, which I might add was the first time that a party couldn't, you know, this January 6th committee was the first time a party couldn't, you know, pick who they wanted to be on a committee, and the Democrats picked everyone they wanted, you know, deep state rhinos, never Trumpers, two Republicans on the 9-person panel, or two Republicans that hate Trump, like very, very impartial, might I add. But 18 U.S. Code 1512C, obstruction by destruction of evidence. One, whoever who corruptly, 3A, alters, destroys, mutilates, or conceals, or B, this would be 1A, one, a record, document, other object, or attempts to do so with the intent to impair the object's integrity or availability for use in an official proceeding, or otherwise obstructs, influence, or impedes an official proceeding or attempts to do so, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned no more than 20 years or both. It's those damn pesky U.S. codes that they broke in the first, you know, they keep breaking in the impeachments. We saw it repeatedly. Again, especially the January 6th one. That was just obnoxious if you watch that video. And then they're like, well, here's the rest of it. Prove that they did it. Yeah, nothing happened to them. And they keep attacking. And, you know, they knew what they were doing this whole time, which means they all broke all of those codes. But yet, here we are. But them still doing nothing and saying that we're trying to burn the country to the ground, even though they're the schmucks that are doing it. And, you know, those seven Democrats and two rhinos and never Trumpers in the deep state know what they did. It's like the guys, Jamie Raskin and whoever else was involved in the impeachment that time around, knew exactly what they were doing. They even got called out for it in the one, I believe, you know, sitting there watching it, just flipping through and, yeah, I'll watch this pile of shit because it's a train wreck. We all know it. And you just can't look away. I know it's a bad metaphor with, you know, everything in East Palestine and all the other stuff, but I prefer that one over saying it's a giant car accident, as I'm going to spend pretty much my whole entire night on I-95 and other interstates. And we prefer not to use the car analogy in that situation. So bear with me. No offense to anyone dealing with any of that right now. I really, you know, my thoughts and prayers are actually with them because I completely fucked up. But it's a better analogy for what I'm about to do. But all those on the January 6th committee were selected by Nancy Pelosi. The committee chair was Democrat Benny Johnson, the guy who accused the sitting president of inciting the deadly assault and conspiring with his lawyers and extremist groups to prevent the certification of the 2020 presidential election results. Sounds totally unbiased and like he should be on the panel investigating all of this when he keeps saying stuff like that. But hey, what, have him be the committee. Other members include the only Republican originally appointed by Nancy Pelosi and deep state rhino Liz Cheney. And we all know how her and Trump are and everything. Said she's going to spend, you know, the rest of her life making sure he didn't get back into the Oval Office. So we all know that. No one can argue that. A Republican, Adam Kinzinger, who voted to impeach Trump after January 6th with no investigation, facts, or anything of the sort, even though they knew it was coming, which is the even better part. Like, they voted to do it without doing anything, and they knew it was coming. I'll never forget that part. And he was also the first member of the GOP to call for the resignation of Matt Gaetz. When all that stuff came up, the child sex trafficking stuff, that's all gone, you know, goodbye by now. But he was the first one to call for that, too. So a real member of that. Elaine Luria of Virginia, Jamie Raskin of Maryland in there again. Don't know how he just keeps popping up in all these. It's not like he gets anywhere. In the worst part is, you know, like allegedly he was a constitutional professor, which means he should definitely be way better at what he does than what he does. But actually, most of them suck. Anyway, Stephanie Murphy of Florida, Pete Aguilar of California, Adam Schiff. We all know Shifty Schiff, California. And need I say more about, you know, Adam Schiff? It's amazing how much, you know, stuff on the Intel committee stopped leaking once Trump was gone. Damn Shifty. And Zoe Loughlin of California, who was on the impeachment trial as well. So they were on it together. And they all knowingly doctored and edited the videos in the second impeachment against U.S. Code, which was proven immediately. Like I said, you know, they just played the whole video, which is just ridiculous that that's what they came, like, that's the best they came up with. And people are still voting for them by the droves. And they're, this is it. This is it. What do you have? Oh, we have them saying the word fight. That's it. Like, that's actually terrifying, but they did it. And, they altered the video again for the committee. They altered it. And, you know, that's what the mainstream media pushed, you know, people repeatedly for all these years, and the biggest threat to our democracy since ever, except they just keep saying every next thing is the next biggest threat to our democracy in case no one noticed that. At the same time, they were suppressing thousands of hours of footage from the committee, the media, and most importantly, the citizens of the United States, you know, the people that pay their salaries and paid for the investigations and, you know, pay for it all. You know, who's counting, though? Why should we care about that? And, you know, why not make it as biased as humanly possible? Because their people just keep eating it up and really think we're trying to burn the whole entire world down, which I don't understand how. Like, I mean, how many times can someone say, you know, the boy who cried wolf? I mean, motherfucker, how many times can they cry wolf and nothing happens before someone wakes up? That's the truly concerning part of it all. How Many times can you scream fire before people finally go, and I don't even see any smoke. They just keep doing it. And they're doing it right in front of everyone's face, but yet they keep eating it up. But with all that being said, this comes down to the human being part of it, the don't be a schmuck part, regardless of how you feel about it all. Because anyone with, morals, integrity, honesty, common sense, anything should be able to agree that there's a reason why, Mitch McConnell, Liz Cheney, Tom Tillis, and many others on both sides are afraid of all the hours being released. That's why Chuck Schumer standing on the floor giving a speech about how we must stop the unedited footage from being played on the air for people to see it and it being spewed to the world, even though the whole rest of the world thinks we're a laughing stock and the dumbest, Anyway, like we all know it. I don't need to embarrass us any worse than we are with this idiot. But all them that are against it, why? That's the real, like, what is so dangerous in regard to actual democracy, a constitutional republic, whatever? Yeah. This, that, all the big array. I know what we technically are, but all the words that they throw in there, it'll prove, like, what's so dangerous about that? Like, it'll actually show all the footage and everything that actually happened, not just the stuff that everyone's been fed by the media, because it's always the same exact videos. No one can deny that. What's so dangerous about that to democracy? Because it'll show everything that happened, and we'll actually have integrity and honesty and all of these things involved with it. Very, very, very long overdue, which they could have done from the get-go. They chose to just keep playing partisan games and not get anywhere and just waste a bunch of taxpayer dollars when we're already going broke every year, way in the negative, but who's counting? And sadly, like we can see all over the place, all across, government. See athletes, celebrities, news, like no matter what, like integrity, honesty, respect, give a damn. All those morals, a lot of those, like those things are gone eons ago. And there's a whole generation of clowns that believe it all. And, it's a bad sign, okay, when the Senate majority leader, the US Senate majority leader, be Chuck Schumer, is giving speeches about suppressing, that's a good word, suppressing the unedited footage of anything. If there's no national security risk, any like classified stuff, any of that being involved, there's no reason to hide it unless they don't want you to see something. And that's why people fight to not have things shown. Notice people, oh, there's court orders, all these, what? Oh, freedom from, like, there's only one reason they don't want it out there. It doesn't take me telling you that. It doesn't take anything. You shouldn't even have to have like a second thought. Why the fuck don't they want you to see it? I can only imagine why, because I'm sure at some point we've all seen some of it by now. And it leaves the simplest question, but sadly, we all know the answer to the simplest question, just from a lot of us have from, day one. Like, where's the other footage from all over the place? It's amazing how they only show like bits and pieces here and there, but it's always the craziness outside. And I've seen some of the stuff from inside, and I'm just going to go with the guy that everyone made famous, his face painted, horns on his head, the QAnon shaman guy. He's pleasantly walking around, and if he was such, like, and they made the big deal out of him. Like, did you see the video where he was just walking and walking and walking all by himself? Capitol policeman around him, walked by a gaggle of Capitol policemen just standing there. Just walking around all by himself. That was his big thing, and he led the charge. Why the fuck was no one anywhere near him in any of that? He was just walking around haphazardly with Capitol policemen. Someone answer that. Well, he led this big charge. There wasn't a single other person around him except Capitol policemen. He just kept walking by them, and no one did a thing. That's why they don't want you to see it. Because there's lots of that in there, which completely destroys everything they have from that window that they're bashing down. All the crazy people right there. There's a whole lot of just that. And it doesn't make a lick of goddamn sense. To have him just walking around by himself, no other crazy people near him, walking by Capitol policemen, they don't flinch. Like it makes not a lick of sense at all to their narrative. And that's why they don't want it out. Because, if that's just a small snippet, I can just imagine what the rest of it looks like. And again, that's all I looked. That's all I saw popped up in my face. I was like, I need 1, 2, skip a few. There's three of them around him. He just walked by four more. No one's doing anything, and he's all by himself. He led the violent charge. And like, yeah, amazing. And they were just leading him around, letting him do whatever the hell he wanted, go wherever he wanted. No one's trying to stop him. And just let him walk on by. If you don't think that's sketchy, flashlight and shine it in between. Yeah, it's one side of your ear. See if it's true, and the light just goes out the other side because you're just hopeless. But as they call him and everyone else that dissents and wants to see it, and share it, threats to democracy. All the people that are saying that, they're the ones that are actually a threat to democracy, constitutional republic, the country, any other thing you want to throw in there. And the ones that want to keep all that footage and anything else suppressed so that no one else can see anything that happened and know any truth or anything about it and just keep the stokes, the fire stoked instead of letting things cool down and be like, that's what happened. You can piss off your base, whatever, but here it is. Let everyone make their decisions. Those are the people that are the actual threats. Talking heads, CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, View, anchors across the board. Because they're on every network, even Fox and all them. The ones that just spew the garbage that just go along with it and have this whole entire time and haven't questioned anything, when they refuse to question anything and say that we need to keep this stuff suppressed, they're threats to democracy. The ones that keep pushing all this are the actual threats to democracy. And the worst part is they just keep pushing it and they know it sucks and spewing it and stoking the flames. To just sit and build us hating each other instead of working on, coming together and fixing all this, that's a threat to democracy. People wanting transparency and to see everything are not threats to democracy. I'm sorry, we want everyone to see everything and be forthcoming. Here you go. Boom. Here's what it is. Take it or leave it. Make up your own mind. Don't just listen to the doctor. I mean, when they've suppressed, what, if you got to see a little bit and thousands of hours of stuff we weren't allowed to see, people doing stuff like that are threats to democracy. People that just let it happen there and all of those people that work in all those buildings, a lot of them, not saying all of them, but they're people in all of it that have, they've lost integrity, honesty, respect, transparency, and the country has lost all morals and hope a long time ago, especially with most of the people in charge. They, blame everything on Trump have been there for decades. It's amazing how, like, this, oh, well, they did it, and they did it, and they did it, and they did it. Everyone, blamed all these people when a lot of them have been there for fucking decades. And the problems just keep getting worse because people keep voting for them and they just keep blaming the other side. And then stupid schmucks keep voting for them, which keeps us in this endless cycle, which is why nothing actually ever, really seems to ever get accomplished, get done, get better. And everyone just keeps going through the year saying they feel like we're in worse shape than before. And I mean, look at the tax codes example. Trump, they're blaming Trump, Trump, Trump. You know who was there when they wrote those tax codes? One of them is in the Oval Office. One of them is the Speaker of the House. One of them is the Senate Majority Leader. Dianne Feinstein was there. Like, a lot of them were there when it was wrote. But then they're blaming it all on Trump. Like the tax, like the crime bill that Joe ran against that he was sponsored back in the day that mass incarcerated people of color for stupid shit. Like he wrote it and then he ran on it. And that shows you no one has any morals, integrity. Or anything, but they just keep blaming the other side, which is why we keep fighting on each other, which means the cocksuckers keep doing all that are the threats to democracy. Once people wake up and realize that, we'll be better off. But for most people, I don't think it makes a damn difference because you could smack them in the face with it. And they'll even go, yeah. Well, see, it wasn't that bad. No, you still fucked it up. Like Trump with COVID. I remember when he did the no fly thing, Told people don't come in from these countries, and you guys all called them xenophobic and racist. Yeah, and at the same time, Nancy Pelosi was saying, like, come to Chinatown. And New York was saying, please come here, don't be afraid. And they all told him he was freaking out and acting too soon. And then, like, 2 weeks later, all hell was breaking loose, and they said he didn't act soon enough, even though they were, while he was trying to do things, they were telling him, and telling everyone that he was crazy until all hell broke loose, and everyone just flipped the switch, and suddenly he did a terrible job. Like, you can't have it both ways. He can't be racist for acting so fast by doing that. to try to stop it when he saw it, and then not act fast enough 2 weeks later when everyone, you can't tell him he moved too fast and he's a racist, and then tell him he didn't move fast enough 2 weeks later. Like, it does not work that way. But yet here we are, and people still keep pushing it and arguing that fact. So, you know, that level of stupidity is the threat to democracy, and don't any of you fucking forget that, because we forget that, we're all screwed. I'm pretty sure we're pretty screwed right now, but we'll be even more screwed. Think of a world even dumber than the one we're living in and going towards. Scary. Very scary. But all it takes is people, you know, with morals and integrity, you know, do something about it and keep, you know, fighting back. And again, if they don't want you to see all the footage, that tells you enough. Like, you can see these 40 hours, you know, this bit, but you can't see any of those thousands of hours. That should tell you what it is when they get this little select bunch, but they won't let you see the rest of it. Enough said. Well, we'll leave it, because it's easy peasy. It's easy as that can be. So thanks for watching, listening, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify for podcasters, which Anchor, you know, share the link. Anchor turned into that on my phone, so that could be it. But you can put some donations on there to help the show recurring if you want. I appreciate all you share the bejesus out of this. I, you know, it helps more than you know. And until we meet again, peace, guys. I'm out. Bye.